Good evening, my friends. Good evening and welcome. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whale. I'm glad you're here. It's Tuesday, May 29, 2007, about 11 p.m. here in the Central Time Zone. Welcome to all of you joining us on shortwave at frequency 3.215. Welcome to all of you listening online at republicbroadcasting.org, the only officially sanctioned website for the network, so you can get all your information there. Very, very easy to do. Our phone number, as you should know at this point, is 800-313-9443. Toll free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. So my board operator yesterday, Ken, who you all should know, he works with us on Mondays, he said you guys were just asleep at the wheel yesterday, like no phone calls hardly at all going in there. So I expect you all to be well-rested and well sort of spoken this evening and willing to interact with myself and, of course, each other and, of course, our guest who will be joining us presumably right after the break. Wonderful, wonderful. We have him on the phone. Okay, we'll bring him up right after the first break. He is the author of the book, The Rapture Dialogues, Dark Dimension. His name is Terry James, and I look forward to chatting with him. Really a fantastic book. It's a novel and very engaging and engrossing. I was just immersed in it all day long. And made the day go by very, very quickly for me, which means I didn't get a whole lot of work done otherwise, but it's really a fantastic read, that's for sure. So we'll be chatting with him. And obviously, a lot of people are curious about things in the world, things certainly to be aware of. And we've covered a great extent of information yesterday, certainly, and Friday as well. It's all one long, extended news network, and we were talking about a variety of different things. We'll continue that later on this evening, and probably also look ahead to sort of what's going on in the political process, as well as many, many other things. It's a crazy world out there, folks. We're just trying to keep it all in perspective and trying to keep everything in perspective, which means a whole lot of headaches and the usual sort of shenanigans and trying to maintain some degree of sanity in an insane world and some degree of perspective in a world that seems to really crush all hope. And it's very, very easy to approach all these things with a negative sense and just really get beaten down by it all. And it's something we don't really like to do here on the show. We look for solutions. We look for good things. We look for ideas. We look for positivity because I think that's enough, honestly, to keep us going. People have certainly endured worse and with less. So I think that's enough. Now, my positivity comes from faith, obviously, and other people have other areas that they seek out. I've been hearing a lot about a variety of different things that people look at, and they say, oh, you need to start doing this or you need to start doing that. I don't really have a problem with negativity. I'm pretty squared away for the most part. But some of the concepts and ideas I think a lot of people are promoting out there are more or less forms of escapism, saying, well, I just need to, you know, go away from everything for a while. I think that's okay to an extent, but we're told that we should be aware. Throughout Scripture, for example, many, many, many examples of allusions to being awake, being aware, and, you know, parables and all sorts of things that really indicate that same thing is an awareness of what's going on in the world around you, an awareness of the changing of the seasons and the changing of the times. And I think that we do have to do that. I think it's a burden that we all share. And so if, you know, these types of issues and current events and whatnot drag you down, maybe you should examine the way that the information is either being delivered to you or the way that you're perceiving it, because I think that there's something to all of this. But anyway, we're coming up on a break, and there's the music, perfectly timed, of course. We'll be away from you for only 3 minutes, and when we come back, our special guest this evening, author Terry James, will be joining us, and of course, more Frankly Speaking Radio. Again, my friends, be aware of the phone number, 800-313-9443, and stay with us.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. For the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Back. Glad you're here, folks. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whelan, and I am thrilled that you're with us. Our special guest this evening is a prophecy expert and a lecturer by the name of Terry James. He's the general editor of RaptureReady.com, the number one prophecy website on the entire World Wide Web. Founded in 1989, the website receives more than 6 million visitors each month and has more than 11,000 active members. That's 1989? That's amazing. I think somebody first showed me the internet in, I think it was 93, and it was it was a crazy thing. You had to type in all sorts of different code to get anywhere, and I thought, this is the neatest thing in the world. I walked away from the internet for about a month and came back, and it looked completely different. All right, that aside, one of the site's main features is the Rapture Index, something you've heard about before, a constantly updating gauge that measures end-time issues and events in the news. Any event that has biblically prophetic relevance is assigned a ranking. The combined rankings serve as the end time speedometer, signaling the speed at which the world is moving toward Armageddon. So this is something you've heard about, as I said. It's been featured in Time Magazine, the New York Times, the Chicago Tribune, the LA Times, CNN, and many, many, many others. And Terry James is also the author of this book, brand new from what I understand, entitled The Rapture Dialogues, Dark Dimension. Please welcome to the program, folks, Terry James. Terry, thank you so much for your time tonight, sir.
Well, thank you so much for inviting me on, Frank.
It's a great pleasure to speak with a fellow Arkansan and somebody that has certainly been doing well. You've been busy.
Yeah, I've been pretty busy.
As the world sort of rockets toward some sort of conclusion, it would seem, you have been a prolific writer and speaker about end times, prophecies, and various things like that. One of the characters in your book is a preacher, a pastor, I suppose, who is basically, he feels led to begin discussing prophecy, even though it sort of contradicts his particular denomination's position. Mm-hmm. How often do you run into that sort of thing? In
my
life?
Goodness, that's with us every day now. you know, they don't want to talk about the gospel, much less about Bible prophecy nowadays, it seems like, from the pulpits across the country, which is, I think, part of the developing apostasy, yet another signal we see of where we stand on God's prophetic timeline. But you're right, people don't want to talk about, pastors and seminaries don't want to talk or teach or preach about Bible prophecy very much, except in some kind of general terms that, that says it's already happened or that spiritualize it or allegorize it or that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. Why do you think that is? Because it does seem to be endemic.
Well, I think it's because it's considered to be a downer, using maybe an unscientific term, but it's a downer. People don't want to hear the fact that they're going to leave this wonderful earthly realm, I think, particularly in America, where most of it is, compared to the standard of the rest of the world, affluence and so forth. America is an extremely affluent nation. People can't envision leaving this realm other than 10 toes up. And yet our life, the Bible says, is but a vapor, and we are going into that that eternity. We're going to one of two places, the Bible tells us. And every person that's ever been born is destined for one of two places. And I think that it's just not a concept that people I want to hear in general, but we're told to teach the whole Word of God. So I feel that pastors and seminaries are falling far short of telling people about the prophetic Word, because it's not gloom and doom and the ultimate reality of it. It's Christ coming to make all things right, and for those who believe that He is the Son of God, that He came to die for the sins of man. He is the only propitiation for sin. For the remission of sin, then people who believe that are going to be in eternity with God the Father forever. Now that's not a downer, but an upper. It's prophecy is a bright prospect.
Yes, absolutely. And of course, you probably wouldn't realize that sort of thing unless you had actually done some research into it. So maybe that is exactly one of the reasons why nobody's really delved into it. I've sort of taken the position, Terry, that most of the mainstream churches, it would seem, and this is just my opinion, maybe shy away from it because it's always a lot easier to understand the past than it is to look at the future. And so many times we hear about various denominations, usually more the fringe ones out there, who have predicted a date or a time in which a lot of these things will occur. And I think that, when those things fail to pass as predicted, there are people who fall away from that sort of faith. And, anyway, I think that that's maybe part of it is the uncertainty of the whole thing, is that most people, when they want to look at prophetic events, they want a prediction. And it's interesting, too, Terry, we've talked about this many times on the show. People will accept a prophetic word from their doctor. The doctor says, "Well, you've got 2 months to live," and they'll buy into that hook, line, and sinker. But so it's really astounding to me that they won't look. And I mean, this is people in general, that they won't look at Revelation and the prophetic aspects of the Bible, because this is something that we've been told is going to come to pass. Why not look at it? Why not be ready for it, regardless of what you believe?
Well, that's
common sense to me.
That's a very good question. And why not look for it? Because, I mean, like I said, our life is but a vapor. I mean, compared to eternity, we're here but a brief moment in terms of history. So it seems only natural that we should think about those, but we don't. And that's a quandary.
Yes, it certainly is. I'm a person of faith myself. I'm a big fan of the Bible and Scripture in general, certainly. But I think that even if I didn't feel that way, Terry, I would still want to know, because just for the sake of this being prophetic, I would be very curious to know what is God or the Bible in general have to say about these things. So for me, I think this is a subject that should span the interest of people all over the place, regardless of their belief structure. This is something everybody should strive to understand. And I got to tell you, my friend, your book is absolutely captivating. I am a very, very quick reader. But I actually took my time reading this, which is saying something. I mean, it probably doesn't mean that much to you, but for me to actually take my time reading a book is it's very, very unusual, because I have to read so many books for the program.
Right. Well, I appreciate that. That's very validating. I appreciate it.
No, well, it's you're a very, very gifted writer. I mean, you do certainly pull people in. Now, this is a fictionalized version of, you know, events, I presume, and that's something we should probably be asking you, I guess would be the best way to do it. You have a lot of specific events and names from history in your book. How much of that is creative license, and how much of that is based on research and whatnot?
Well, of course, I think the things I mentioned, beginning with the discover the Dead Sea Scrolls, mm-hmm. is basically accurate. I did take some literary license there, and the young man discovered the, and how I discovered the scrolls and so forth. And but the that's a real event that happened, the Qom Qumran in the Middle East. The same thing with the Roswell incident around the time July of 1947. Mm-hmm. That's central part of the book. Some of the things I took from my experiences in the Air Force. Lyndon B. Johnson, for example, flying into Randolph Air Force Base on Air Force One about every 2 weeks. He came, had to have his break from the Vietnam War and go to Bergstrom and then over to his ranch, the LBJ Ranch. And so we saw him come in and out of there quite a bit. And I based some of my fictional account of these UFO things around this. And so it's a mixture of fact and fiction, mm-hmm. but of course, you know, you have to have literary license to write fiction. And,
yes.
And of course, based basically on biblical principles, I think that are definitely there. Now there's disagreement again, just like in prophecy, whether it's spiritualized or allegorized or history already passed. There are some questions about you know, what were the fallen angels when they came to visit Earth back in antediluvian times, time before the flood. So there's disagreement among theologians on that, but mine is from one perspective, of course, as you saw.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Well, I did not know you were in the Air Force, but I was going to ask you that because here you've got a great deal of obviously very well informed perspectives about, you know, aircraft and whatnot, because it's integral to the story. But so that explains a lot, because I thought, gosh, this guy really knows a lot about planes.
Well, I do, but of course I did have some very good help from friends and mm-hmm. who have been in everything from F-4 fighter pilots to commercial jet jockey, you know, flying the 737s and even mm-hmm. bigger planes. So I had a lot of technical help from that standpoint. Also, I was just I was one of the peons in the Air Force. I was one of the guys that well, actually a crew chief on T-38s down there. So I was an enlisted man. I didn't want to go the officer route because I didn't want to commit myself to a lifetime. I spent 4 years enlisted. They were taking everybody in the draft, and I wanted to be in the Air Force rather than over there carrying an M-16. So that's the story of mine. Yeah. Being a ground pounder for 4 years in that Randolph Air Force Base working on jet.
Wow. Well, obviously, and we're coming up on a break here in just a few minutes, but, you know, when you're looking at just the opening segment of the book, you go from the discovery of the Dead Sea Scrolls to Roswell, and a lot of people would say, well, gosh, what do UFOs have to do with Scripture?
Mm-hmm.
That's obviously a big question that would probably jump out at most people. And obviously, you know, this is not something that most people would pick up the Bible and all of a sudden start seeing extraterrestrial involvement in scriptures and warnings about extraterrestrials. But I think from a certain perspective, and I'm certainly convinced, I think it's there.
Well, I think we can look at those issues in the Bible that I think point to mm-hmm. where we stand today with regard to the sightings and all of the things that we see. You know, every week now there are documentaries on sightings, on UFO things, on ghostly matters, on a lot of things that are paranormal, and I think that the Bible points to these things, where they come from, what they're about, and I think people are actually seeing these things these days.
Well, I would love to explore that with you when we come back, folks. Please stay with us. We'll take a short commercial break, only 3 minutes, and then back with our special guest tonight, author of the book, The Rapture Dialogues. Terry James is with us. His website, raptureready.com. Please stay with us for more Frankly Speaking Radio. Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action!
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, my friends. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Will. I'm very excited to have you with us here tonight. Very excited to have our guest with us, the author of The Rapture Dialogues. Please welcome back Terry James. Terry, again, thank you so much for your time, sir.
Thank you for having me.
I'm really enjoying this. So we were talking about UFOs and, of course, other things as well. I guess you could say paranormal issues, spiritual sort of weirdness. I don't know the best way to put it, but we were talking about the Bible addressing these things. Please, if you would give us some examples of where people can maybe find insight on these.
Okay, the novel is about, I think, UFOs in our time, and of course in 1947, the Roswell incident, even before that, a former colonel, saw some things skipping across the mountains in Washington, and they looked like flying discs or flying type things, and he was wondering what they were. He was a very credible source, and he talked about those, and they became called, they began to call them flying saucers in the press. Well, then it wasn't long till the UFO thing in Roswell hit in 1947, July. And from that, really got underway in the 1950s with all of the talk about the flying saucers and all of these things, the movies and things that came out. So there's been an increase ever since, and now we're seeing in our almost daily television fare on History Channel and Discovery and things like that, we're seeing these things about the UFOs, about extraterrestrials, about ghostly appearances, about apparitions, about even stigmata and, mm-hmm. and this sort of things in the spiritual realm. So obviously there's something going on. What is it? People are actually seeing things. Presidents have seen these things. They've seen disc-shaped objects. They've been airline pilots, and others have given very credible testimony to these things. So what are they? Well, the Bible, I think, speaks to this. And I think Jesus in particular, who is the most wonderful prophet that one could have, was Jesus Christ himself. He said in Luke chapter 17, verses 26 through 29, basically, he said that in the last days that it would be like it was in the days of Noah. And we have to look and see what were the days of Noah like. Well, we go back to the antediluvian times, the times before the flood, and we see in Genesis chapter 6 that chapter 6 verses 1 through 3 or 4 says that the sons of God, the B'nai Elohim in the Hebrew, saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they came down to them, and they married them, and from those unions came offspring, and they're called the Nephilim, the giants of old in those days, the Bible says. They were men of great feats. They accomplished great feats, and I believe that these simply are the ones upon whom the Greek, the Roman, Scandinavian myths are built on Thor, on Hercules, on all of these people. These great myths about the heroes of old are based upon these things that took place in antediluvian times. Jesus said it would be that way again. So the B'nai Elohim, again, the fallen ones, the ones that came down from heaven to earth, I believe this harkens back to Lucifer's fall when he was cast out of heaven for leading a rebellion of one-third of the angelic host against Jehovah. And they came, they saw this planet Earth, I think Lucifer, Satan, now, extremely jealous that God had created a being that would not only rival him, but would be above him ultimately, because it says that we are right now a little lower than the angels. Jesus was a little lower than the angels when he came to earth in the flesh. So the flesh is a little lower than the angels, but will be above the angels someday. So I believe this is all tied together. Jesus is talking about, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. Now, what does that mean? That's the day when Jesus Christ, often called the Son of Man, he loved that title, will come back to earth to make all things right. He'll come back at the end of Armageddon. I believe he will come in the rapture at least 7 years prior to that. Now, so Jesus himself predicted this. Well, we see these things in the skies today. We've seen people, they have been reported down through the eons, the flying discs and so forth. There have been cave paintings made of these things. Some of the great philosophers have talked about them, and some of the great historians have written about them, of people seeing discs in the sky and so forth. Jesus said it would be like that, like it was in the days of Noah. So I think there's going to be an actual revisitation, and I think we're already seeing some of that with the abductions, the visitations, these various things that are reported, people being abducted. I think that these are spiritual abductions. I think they're delusions myself, but I think that's all part of what this is all about. Mm-hmm. And that's what the novel is based upon, basically. It's based upon these scriptures I have just mentioned. And also the key scriptures to that is what our struggle is against, what this great war of good versus evil is all about. And we see that in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, where it says that it says that we struggle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And that's exactly the thing we're fighting.
Terry, we have another short break. Folks, please stay with us. Back in three.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Back. Ladies and gentlemen, glad you're here. You are listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio. Our special guest this evening is Terry James, author of the book, The Rapture Dialogues, Dark Dimension. Welcome back to you, sir.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. When we left off, you were quoting from Ephesians. I love that particular passage. I think it does sort of highlight the incredible struggle that we're up against. I mean, this is not the kind of thing that can be won in warfare or anything like that. I mean, these are different kinds of battles, different kinds of enemies.
That's right, and we're told in the following verses how to put on the spiritual armor to defend against these kind of enemies, and of course that's spiritual armor, and the Word of God is key to that, the Word of God and prayer, and the prayer closet, and so these things are important as we face this treacherous enemy.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, obviously, when you're looking at these things in the context of the book, you have obviously the government very much involved with the awareness of extraterrestrials, yet this thing being kept from the people, which is certainly in keeping with with the way the government operates. I mean, I think
we've got
to
have a little conspiracy in there.
Yeah, absolutely. Which is certainly makes for a very, 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 very engaging reading, to be sure. Do you believe that that's true, or is that one of the sort of just?
Well, of course, I don't know that because I'm not privy to those those things. But I think there are people who have to know that there are some unusual things going on behind the scenes, and I think spiritual things, because they talk about some of the things with the remote sighting and these sort of things, remote viewing projects that have been carried on. So they're looking at something metaphysical there, and they know that this is a spiritual realm. So there's bound to be some dark ops projects that deal with these things. And so how deep they go, only God knows, and I'm thankful that he does know, and he's in control of it all.
Mm-hmm. So explain to me, if you would, the way, in as much detail as you're willing to put forth about the book, as far as the rapture and extraterrestrials, how does all this fit into the book?
Well, the rapture, of course, is that moment which Paul talks about in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and 1 Corinthians chapter 15, where it says that, behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. And then Jesus, in both of those passages, says, as he said in Revelation chapter 4, verses 1 and 2, to John the Revelator, he said, come up hither. Jesus will call all Christians to be with him in the air at some specific point. Now, the book itself does not deal specifically with this moment, this thrilling moment in time when I believe Jesus will call the church, all born-again believers, to be with him. Mm-hmm. However, I do think what I'm meant for it to do, I think, in the long run, is to build a technology basis, a fictional technology basis, whereby when the event does occur, and I'm absolutely convinced that event will occur, then there will be a scientific reason, among others, that will be there for the strong delusion that God will allow to fall upon people.
Mm-hmm.
In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, it says that they shall be sent strong delusion because they didn't believe the truth before this happened. They will believe they will believe a lie after it happens, because God will have taken the Holy Spirit. God, the Holy Spirit, will have removed from acting with on mankind's conscience, it says, as he did in times before this rapture of the church. He will be taken out of the way, or he will be removed, and he will no longer be active in that same role. So people will be prone to believe a lie. Well, in my fictional account, the lie is going to be that this technology, and that's really what this rapture is, the rapture dialogue, the R, capital R, and it's an acronym, rapture, RAPTURE. Let me see if I can remember it. Rapid atomic particle transmolecular reunification. Unification reassembly energizer, and it is a piece of technology that has been reverse engineered from the time of Roswell and so forth in my fiction, and it actually acts like sort of like the old Star Trek. Transporter, you remember, where Scotty beams, somebody says, beam me up, Scotty. Well, the people are beamed up, where it can actually take apart molecular structure or the atomic structure or someone, and then re-energize them somewhere else. Mm-hmm. And, of course, there's all kinds of scientific reasons why this can happen. The Heisenberg, I think it's called, principle is one of them, and I explain that in the subsequent novel I'm doing, but nonetheless, this is fiction, and they're able to accomplish this to some extent. So that is basically what the rapture dialogues are all about, and it does deal with the real rapture coming down the pike at some point, and Satan, Lucifer, his forces want to develop. He knows that God's word is true, and he wants to develop this technology to have a lie available for what happened once this does occur. So it's sort of a
you know, it's an official interplay there.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's very intriguing because when you're looking at the whole idea of prophecy and how the events in Revelation might occur, obviously you'd have to think that, you know, the powers that be, I mean, again, spiritual wickedness in high places, there are people out there who would seek to basically hijack the end time events and, you know, obviously politicians and world leaders and whatnot, and provide some sort of explanation to detract from people actually seeking answers in the Bible. So I think that makes a lot of sense that it would be implemented in that fashion.
And the New Age, you know, has been preaching for many years in the Aquarian, the Aquarian theory and all of that, the time of Aquarius and that sort of thing. New Age has been preaching for a long time that that there's going to come a time when many people are going to, in some kind of a quantum leap, go into another state of consciousness, another realm. And so I think that the New Age concepts that have been built up over the years are also going to play a part in that big lie, as it's called in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2.
Mm-hmm. Well, obviously, looking at the whole thing, I mean, the rapture is an integral part of the story. Now, I will confess to you, sir, the rapture is not something I believe in.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe I should. I don't know. I haven't really been convinced as of yet on the whole premise behind it and certainly the scriptural beliefs of it. But then again, insofar as to say that the rapture itself is one thing, it's actually broken down in other categories. There are different people who believe that the rapture will occur, but they believe that it will happen in different places throughout Revelation, correct?
That's right. You're talking about the pre-trib, the mid-trib, and the post-trib rapture.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I believe in a pre-trib rapture. That is that that the rapture, that is this calling of all the church into heaven to be with Christ, will happen before this great time of apocalypse, this time of tribulation that the book of Revelation covers from chapter 4 through chapter 19.
Mm-hmm.
Because I base that upon 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 9 through 9 and 10, basically it says that that we're not appointed to wrath. Now, what is God's wrath? Well, mm-hmm. it's plainly this time of tribulation spoken of in the book of Revelation. And it says in Revelation chapter 6, verse 17, that the time of the wrath of the Lamb has come, and who can stand against him?
Mm-hmm.
And so 2 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 9 through 10, Paul tells us that we, meaning he's talking there in pronouns, he's we versus them, the saved versus the unsaved, and he's talking about all people of the church age. We are not appointed to wrath. Well, clearly from the opening of the first seal, at least in my view, when Jesus opens the first seal in Revelation 6, verses 1 and 2, and the white horse comes forth, which I believe is Antichrist, that is God's wrath. God's wrath begins to fall. Well, if we are prevented from enduring that wrath, then I view it as a pre-trib or pre-tribulation mm-hmm. rapture view. The people who believe in a mid-trib believe that it will happen sometime during the middle of the tribulation era, because they say that God's wrath does not really come until 3.5 years into the tribulation era, mm-hmm. According to some scriptures they present. And there's others that say that it's associated with the seventh trumpet. The rapture will be associated with the seventh trumpet, which comes at the very end of the or near the end of the tribulation era, mm-hmm. and which introduces in quick succession the seven trumpets. I mean, the seven trumpets and the seven vials.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, you're right. There are many different views of this. I think that I can present a very cogent case for the pre-trib.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was just looking at, you mentioned about 1 Corinthians 15, 51. 1 Corinthians 15, 52 says that it will occur at the last trumpet, does it not?
Yes, it does, and that's what the post-tribbers believe.
Yeah. I personally don't know. I think the biggest problem I have with the rapture, and you know, like I said, I have other issues as well. One of the things that I've always felt, and I'm just being candid with you here, I you know, I don't require people to believe how I believe by any means at all. But I'm trying to bring this up for a couple of reasons. Number one, first of all, because it doesn't really matter, I don't think, if you believe in a rapture or a pre-trib, a post-trib, or a mid-trib rapture in order to enjoy your book, which has rapture in the title, which I think is important to point out, as we did, that this involves a sort
the
of
technology.
The technological aspect utilized by, of course, world leaders and whatnot to explain these things away, which I think is fantastic. One of the problems I have with the whole concept of the rapture is that I've heard many, many, many Christians use that as an excuse to really do nothing, to not be involved, to not care about things, to just say, well, I'm not worried about all that stuff because I'm going to be out of here before all that happens. Sort of like an escapism sort of thing.
Everybody, nobody in my acquaintance, in my circle, feel that way, for
that's
sure.
Good.
That just means that in our economy, which is God's economy, we believe that means we should be working that much harder for the cause of Christ.
Yeah, I agree with that too, very much so. Well, in regards to these things, I mean, obviously, people are very concerned about the end times, and even if they're not aware of it or it's not really fit into their belief structure, you know, they don't read the Bible maybe even, I think that most people would be cognizant of the fact that the president reads the Bible. The president has asked for an end times sort of timeline from the Jack Van Empe Ministries. I'm sure you remember that.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty significant. I think that if your world leaders are reading these things, it's important that we should read them as well.
Well, and I think that most world leaders are pretty well read, and they want to take these things in consideration. Even Ahmadinejad over there in Iran believes in end time things. It's just his version of them. So, they have a great interest in these areas, and I'm glad that Mr. Bush does read on prophetic matters. I know that his belief is of a different sort than mine with regard to prophecy, because he comes from a Reformed church background, and of course they believe that all prophecy, most prophecy at least, is already been fulfilled, or they spiritualize
really?
It or allegorize it.
Mm. Well, that's interesting. Yeah, I didn't know that. Although there is a character in your book that, as we mentioned, the pastor in question, who mentions that specifically.
He comes from a Reformed background, too, but sees the light.
Yeah. Well, that's fantastic. Absolutely. Well, let's talk about the website in which you are the,
I think Todd has named me the general editor.
The general editor,
and
that's right.
You know, whatever that means.
I think he used that term because
on a lot of the compilations I did with some of my friends in the prophetic ministries, I was termed the general editor there, and Todd liked that. So Todd is the driving genius force behind the Rapture Ready website, and I tell you, he's just such a talented guy, and I think he's a computer genius myself, and he would say no to that and shucks and shuffle his feet, but he really is. And the concept is that he wants to have a website that is free to everyone. In other words, there's no charge. We have probably 12 to 15,000 major articles on there and adding to it every day. We have the Rapture Index, as you know, and all of it's free to people to come and peruse, believe it or not, or whether they want to believe it or not believe it. It's there for them to research, and doesn't cost them anything. A lot of seminary students and kids in school, they like to come to it, pastors. And it was Todd's concept, and actually I think he started this back in, you said 1989, I think actually it was 1987,
wow,
before the web even got going. And he put together kind of a... I think he put it on disk or whatever they were back in those days and kind of mailed it around to people for their computers, but it got on the web as soon as it became available.
That's amazing. Well, tell us what the Rapture Index is, because obviously, and this was really exciting for me to find out that you were involved with this, because this is something I've been hearing about, and I've checked it out myself several times, because obviously when you're looking at, you know, these prophetic events, it's very interesting to have somebody that it has a broad range of awareness about what's going on in the world and sort of contextualizing that in terms of prophecy.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that this has been a most interesting thing with regard to secular media in this country and around the world. That has brought many and many interviews to both Todd and myself. because, I mean, everywhere from across here, from Korea, I had one in here in my home not long ago, a crew come in from Korea because of the Rapture Index was part of it.
Wow.
We've had people from Britain, from Australia, from all over the world, plus many of the major people here in the United States. So the Rapture Index has been quite an interesting, we like to say a bait, sort of, because that's what it is. It's just like they have to know what's going on, especially when crises occur. Now, it is, Todd assigns a number of 1 to 5 to different categories that we believe the Bible talks about with regard to being prophetic indicators of the times, and that we are on God, where we are on God's prophetic timeline. Now, we call it the Rapture Index, but actually it's not so much like, I think, like the Dow Jones Index of industrial indicators, as it is like a speedometer. Depending upon the total number of that this thing adds up to, shows us how quickly we're headed toward the tribulation era we were talking about a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
And we believe, of course, that the rapture is going to... finish this in a little bit.
Okay, sounds good. Quick break, my friends, only 3 minutes, and then we shall return to wrap up this hour of Frankly Speaking Radio. But still plenty more where that came from, so please stay with us. We're back in 3 minutes.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heat up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you, from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Time for us, my love. your voice in my head, singing my love. I can see your face there in my head.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio, tail end of hour number one. And, of course, this hour is being brought to you by our good friends at the Howard Creek Resort, featuring 9 fully equipped individual housekeeping cabins and easy access to all the fun things in the area. Of course, the peace and quiet of Bull Shoals Lake and the touristy nonsense of Branson, Missouri. Now, obviously, I say that because I'm a big fan of touristy nonsense. What can I say? I like a city that seems to be awake almost all the time. Anyway, whatever it is that you're looking for, you will find it at Howard Creek Resort, the perfect family vacation spot any time of the year. Visit them on the web at www.howardcreek.com or call them toll-free at 877-253-7690. Of course, our phone number, ladies and gentlemen, is 800-313-9443. That's toll-free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. Our special guest is the author of the book, The Rapture Dialogues. Terry James, welcome back to you, sir.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, thank you very much. I really appreciate it. When we left off, we were talking about the Rapture Index on the website raptureready.com.
Yeah, and I was saying that that the Rapture Index actually gives the signals, prophetic signals, for the tribulation era itself, and each one of these indicators are assigned a number. Todd assigns them a number 1 to 5, and 5 being the most serious of the numbers, in other words, the highest of the indicators. And this actually points toward the tribulation era, this era we were talking about earlier, the apocalypse. But we believe, as pre-trib believers, and thus the name of the Rapture Index, that the church will be lifted into heaven prior to that 7 year tribulation era beginning. So with these numbers being added up, and I think there are 45 different indicators, you know, 1 to 5, and these numbers are added up, and that gives you the total speed. And I really don't know what it is at present, 150-something probably. But that shows you how quickly we are headed toward the tribulation, but even more quickly to the rapture. That's the name of the Rapture Index. It's like a speedometer rather than an index, in my view anyway, rather than a Dow Jones-type index, as the media likes to portray it. I think it's more like a speedometer showing how quickly we're approaching that time when Christ will say, come up hither to the church.
Oh, wow. Well, obviously, the Rapture Index website will probably stop functioning before, you know, it gets to the full speed, I guess you could say then, right?
Well, yes, I think so. Well, I think Todd says anything above a certain number, and I can't remember, 140-something or one, I can't remember exactly what it is. He's right now, he's probably listening and screaming, tell him this number. But I can't remember, Todd,
sorry.
I'm sorry.
Oh, that's
but,
right.
But he said, if anything above this number is fasten your seatbelt. So.
Yes, and I've noticed that, actually. I've periodically checked it out over the years. It does always pop up in the media. And, it's been on fasten your seatbelts off and on for a long time, it would
yes,
seem.
Yes, it has.
Yeah. Well, we're coming up towards the end of the hour here. Now, you're going to be with us next hour as well, correct?
I think that's my understanding.
All right, wonderful. I'm glad to hear that. Well, the book is available everywhere, I presume, correct?
Well, actually, it's kind of limited. I don't know, the distribution hasn't been what I wanted it to be, of course. Mm-hmm. I guess we authors are never satisfied with that, but they certainly can get it on Amazon.com very easily. To go to our website at raptureready.com, and there's an advertisement for it there, and that will take them directly to the Amazon.com account. They can probably get it there as a at a price as good as they can find it anywhere.
Wonderful. Wonderful stuff. Well, let me ask you to hang on, my friend. Folks, a quick break. We're back in only 90 seconds as we pause for a brief and required mandatory legal identification. Then we shall return for hour number 2. Frankly Speaking Radio, please stay with us.